Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of refuah, and specifically of taking medicines for ailment on Shabbos. And today, Mitzvah Hashem, we will discuss taking vitamins on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Zayin that b'chol she'ena maichel mashke b'riyim, anything that's not a regular food, osur lech l'vashtoser v'refuah, you're not allowed to eat it or drink it l'refuah. But zoktem Shulchan Aruch, v'davka mishe yesh lo'y meichosh ba'alma, who mischazek v'hoylech kibari. But dafka, if someone has a meichesh, if he has no meichesh whatsoever, then it's mutter. He says, if someone's not sick at all, then it's mutter to take medicine on Shabbos. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskens. If you're not sick at all, it's mutter to take the medicine. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, he limits this halacha, qualifies halacha. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, he says, v'hainu sha'eichu v'shoysel ravoyno tzmoyne. It brings it up on Avraham. It says, only if I'm eating that, because I'm hungry, I enjoy it. He says, this whole heter to take medicine when someone's feeling fine is only if he's taking it because he enjoys it. He likes the taste of the Tums. He enjoys it. And then it's mutter. He's not getting heartburn. He's taking it because he enjoys it. Masha'inkim is taking it to make his immune system stronger. L'chazik mazgoy. It says, make himself stronger. Then it's also, that's the Mishaburu Paskins. Now, Ramosha asks on this, that what's pshat? We had our halacha, we said in last year, a retia gavi maka, that you let him put a band-aid on top of maka that's ready healed, even though you're doing it for refuah, still it's mutter to do. You know, because right now you're not sick, right now you're feeling fine, and therefore it's no adam baal, and therefore it's mutter. So what's the difference? So therefore, Moshe wants to answer the Magen Avraham and says like this. The Magen Avraham is talking about that someone who is naturally weak, he's naturally shvach, and therefore, he's taking these vitamins, these medicines, to make himself stronger, to give himself more kaiches. Because then it's a shtickle daima to a chayla. And therefore, it's a problem because even though he's not mamish bol, but a maisa, he's still a little bit, it's a little daima to refuah. Because a maisa, he was told that he was weak, and with these vitamins, is making him stronger. And you can't do any refuah. But Zakra Maisha, therefore, someone who's a very strong person, and he still wants to take vitamins, just he doesn't want to have a chash, he's taking vitamin C because he doesn't want to get a cold, but he's very strong, he has a very good, strong immune system, he's not weak. So then, ubi mutter. So that's what comes out for our Maisha. Depends. If a guy's a person's a weak person and he needs it to help his immune system, then it's awesome. But if he's a strong person, then it's mutter. That's the shita of Ramaisha. But a lot of other achrayim, like, for example, the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, they say it's also take vitamins in any case because here it says, the Mishnah was saying, that anytime you're taking it to strengthen your guf, then it's also, if you take it for that reason, then it's also, and therefore yours holds, it's also in any case to take vitamins on Shabbos. So therefore, halacha lemaisa. If someone's taking vitamins because it's to cure an existing ailment, so that's pashut, is that incapacitated or falling to bed, then it's also to do. That's pashut. Then it comes to vitamins or someone who's not sick, so Ramosha says it depends. That if his body is strong and just doing it to resist to become sick, then it's mutter. But if not, if he's weak, then it would be asa. Other paiskim hold that it's asa v'chlal. Now, a lot of paiskim just say that just take it from before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Don't take it on Shabbos. Why should you get yourself into the shayla? Therefore, it's better to be machmer, not take the vitamin on Shabbos. If you don't want to take it on Shabbos, either grind it up into food from before Shabbos or take it before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Now, what about prenatal vitamins? So, the Shmir Shabbos Kechosa writes like this. Muberes shall pidas a roife alel kachas tuvis a vitamin. If by muberes, if the doctor says you take vitamin, it's mutter to take it. Why? Because you should always consider like a chayla shein b'is a consider a chayla, and therefore it's mutter to take it. But the Shmir Shabbos Kachos says that if the doctor allows you to take one right before Shabbos and one after Shabbos, you should do that. So if it's possible to take the vitamin right before Shabbos or after Shabbos, it's better to do that. So it's better not to take the prenatal vitamins on Shabbos if there's another Eitzah, like taking before Shabbos or after Shabbos.